Hello, puppets.
Hey!
We're back.
We're here, baby. Let's go.
We're here to stay.
Let's get climbing.
Let's do it.
Let's go. We got a good one today. Before we get going on that, I appreciate everybody that's been listening. Check us out on Instagram. I want to give a shout to a couple local businesses. Fit Donut. You know, check out Fit Donut.
Go get them.
Randall Colt Caniggy Esquire and his brother Corey. doing Bison Fence. That's their business.
Actually, his brother's not doing it anymore.
Corey's not doing it.
Nope, just the Esquire. Yeah, Corey's not doing it anymore.
That's a conversation for another time. Sounds okay. Like, yes. I did not realize that.
I forgot to tell you.
Oh, appreciate you telling me now. Well, Colt's got two businesses.
Well, yeah, he's got the old Fit Donut.
Yeah, with him and Emily, his wife.
Yep, Emily and his wife, and then it's just him. Solo in the fence.
Cool, man. Well,
so if you guys need a fence or a... you know, anything like that done?
He does a good job.
He does an immaculate job.
Yeah.
He's doing really good. And do some stuff on my yard.
So. Yeah. I think that's good. And then last one's Treasure Valley Eco Wash. Mm-hmm. Have them come clean out your dumpsters. That stuff gets nasty, especially in the summertime. Have them come out. It's 99%, you know, environmental friendly, the whole deal. So
yeah, especially if you're dumping all the lawn mowing grass and stuff in there. It's pretty nasty. So.
Oh, yeah. Mine was getting gross before he got a hold of me, so I appreciate him. Gene Luzzi, appreciate you, buddy. So, that being said.
Yes, let's get on with it.
Yeah, we got a good one today. This one we're going to talk about how to make the awkward less awkward. And by that we mean, being a parent, especially... it doesn't matter if you're a dad or a mom, but we're talking from the dad's perspective. But being a parent is uncomfortable and awkward a lot of the time.
Yeah, but just me in general, I tend to make things awkward.
So. Well, yeah, you're an awkward guy.
Well,
so how do you make it less awkward? You know, that's what we're going to talk about today.
Maybe you can give me some tips.
No, I don't know. I try to just, even if something's awkward, I just joke it, laugh it off or whatever. But
me too.
Whether it's an awkward moment or an awkward conversation, these things are bound to happen, and that's what we're going to delve into today.
Yep.
So I think we just get rolling.
Get rolling.
What? Yeah. So the first things first. Whether it's a boy or a girl, you got to deal with nudity. You know, you got to deal with nudity, and you got to deal with things like bathroom, like peeing and pooping,
for sure.
And that can be very uncomfortable
and
awkward for some. And I think the best way, at least for me, was I just black out. I just go somewhere else and pretend that whatever is happening is not happening, and then I come to when it's all done. And
he's all, what happened? I just blacked out there for a second.
I mean, whether it's a little boy peeing on you, or you come in on a really bad bathroom accident. There's just so many weird things that pertain to little kids when they love to run around naked when they're little. You know,
It's not so much awkward when it's there at the house, but when it's in public.
Yeah, that's when it gets a little juicy, little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had some run-ins with that, or what?
Yeah, we were at a store. I'm not going to name the store.
Okay.
And
Walmart.
No.
Dollar store.
No, stop it.
Winco.
I'm not going to, even if you said it,
Kmart.
I wouldn't even, no, you're not back even close.
Okay.
Back in the day. I never went to Kmart. No. One of the kids, I'm not going to name any names,
okay,
but it was when they were about two or three, and we were at a store, and this one store had a little play set area.
Okay.
And so we were out shopping, and kids were over there playing, and the kid, you know, my child, just kept staring at me, like, awkwardly. And I'm like, okay, so I walked over there and I looked, and there was just stuff all over the ground.
Oh, no.
But it was like clear, but chunks. And I'm like, I think this kid just threw up.
Oh, yeah.
And
the vomit.
Yeah, so I tell Valerie, hey, we got a situation here. I'm going to take the kid out to the car, get him cleaned up and everything, because it was all over.
Right.
And Valerie's like, okay, I'll let the store know and everything. It wasn't throw up. I got out to the store. I took the shirt off, and the pants were just soaked.
That was pee?
It was explosive diarrhea.
Clear?
It was the weirdest thing, man.
Clear diarrhea.
It was just liquid. Okay, probably too much TMI.
No, let's go.
But it was just clear liquid with chunks. And I had to call her and be like, "You might want to have them sanitize it."
That might be a pediatrician visit after that thing, yeah. Huh? Something going on with the bowels.
No, but the thing is child was fine after that. There was like no signs of the child not feeling good to when it happened to getting cleaned up and everything. Whatever.
Kids are a mystery. You know what I mean? It's like,
okay, I'm good.
Yeah, they'll be fine. And then all of a sudden they're not fine. And then they're back to being fine again. And they chalk it up to, it's just a kid. You know, and you're like, well, that doesn't seem normal. Like the discoloration and the sudden, act of bowel movement there, just standing there.
It was the weirdest thing. Because I thought it was throw up. But whatever.
I think that's why they tell you, when kids are sick, to not even worry till they get to, 104 or 105 or something like that. Just because kids are, they're these little bodies that are just weird things are going to happen. Yeah. It's going to get crazy. It's going to get weird. They don't want to hear about every little thing.
Yeah. I do know some people that, their kid gets the little sniffles.
They get
the sniffles and bam, they're taking them to the freaking ER.
Yeah, they don't want that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. It's just sniffles.
Yeah.
Just give them a little, make them blow their nose and they'll be good to go.
But, I got to tell you, having a daughter, I never really thought things were... I've done my best to not make her ever feel like uncomfortable to talk to me about things or anything growing up. She does. I mean, when it comes to like certain things, she just goes to Alex because she just, I think, feels more comfortable talking to her mom, a woman's perspective, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But I've had some interesting run-ins with some of her cousins, though, whether it's just walking in on them, just peeing all over the place or, just things like that. And you're just like, oh boy, that's weird. That's a weird one there. And you're just like, hey man, maybe aim for the toilet. And they're like, nah, and they just keep going. Yeah. Like, oh my god,
mom's gonna clean it up later.
That's kind of the attitude you get. Yeah. And you're like, nah, oh boy,
that's no good.
I'm glad I'm not dealing with that. I get other stuff. I think that's what it is. Is like it's weird and kind of awkward with boys when they're little, and then like girls not so much. But then they flip.
Yeah,
and so like when girls kind of start going through becoming a woman and all that, it can get a little maybe awkward for some of the dads out there. But I'm really trying to prepare myself, and I think I'll be fine. I've always kind of been that person like I don't really give a rip. I'll go buy some tampons. Yeah. It don't bother me. It's whatever. It's a normal human thing.
So has your wife ever sent you to the store to get those?
No, but I've been at the store and she happened to need them. So I was like, that's cool, just tell me which ones you need and I'll get them. I don't look at it like it's an insult on me as a man and it's emasculating or so any of these stupid. Other like if she needs them it'd be like if I was leaking out my butt and that was a normal problem, I'd hope that maybe she could hook me up. You got to do that.
There's been times when I'm getting off of work and Val's like, hey, stop by the store. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I get over there and I look like a lost puppy because I'm like,
I know, there's a lot of options.
So many options.
And I actually was trying to kind of learn about the different ones just so I could be more helpful if, Juliana ever needs them later in life. But I'm like 99% sure she won't want me to have any part in that.
Yeah, the same with Allie.
But I want her to know, obviously that I wouldn't care. It wouldn't bother me. But I get it. I totally get it. Like, that's just some stuff they want to take care of on their own or with their mom or something. There's so many things that occur in parenting that are just, it's borderline just weird and uncomfortable. And you're like, what is going on? And if it was like any other scenario where if this was like an adult or if it wasn't even like your kid, you'd be like, this is, I'm not good here.
Yeah. Well, so just a few others. So in my church, I was a teacher in my church and I was teaching the little 5 and 6 year olds. Mm-hmm. I learned, little kids, man. I learned more about their parents through the kids than I did from the parents themselves.
Oh, yeah, the kids, they'll just
Just some of the stuff they'd say, and I look at the parents and be like, you know,
Try not to look at you different. This is a really good
segue. But I know something about you.
It's a good segue, because kids, what they say, now that can be really awkward.
Exactly.
The things they say, yeah.
So, you know, when it could be, you know, a swear word.
Yeah.
You know, at the most awkward time, you know, you're around your parents.
Right.
Kid drops it. Shit! Whoa! Hey, who taught you that?
Yeah, you can't.
As you're thinking, like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You know, or it's just something weird. Like, my dad likes to whistle when he pees.
Yeah,
which is funny, but you're like, I don't think like, he wants you to tell. You
that's
know,
nice.
The things that. Yeah, cool. Anyways, back to the lesson at hand. Or let's talk more about this whistling. Is he a good whistler? How long does he pee for, typically?
Is it, is he and how often does he?
Yeah. Well, we should talk about that.
Does he need to see a doctor?
Yeah. Well, I hope that's not a thing, or I'm in trouble.
Oh, yeah. We know that problem.
I got a bladder like an 89-year-old woman. You know what I mean? Or man, shoot. I mean, that's just an old person.
You're 34?
I'm 35. 35.
You should already be independent.
I do wear them. I'm going right now. I went before, and I was like, I got to...
He's right now while we're talking,
folks. I'm going...
This is what I'm talking about, the awkward things.
That leads to our next sponsor, men's diapers.
Oh, my gosh. No.
They're called the filler upper.
Stop it.
You can sit in your own filth for several hours, and it's not even uncomfortable. Man. Baby powder included.
Wow, I'm actually surprised that that's included. Normally, baby powder not included.
Well, yeah, no, I'm going to include it. Right. I mean, you're going to need it. Don't mix them. Shoot, yeah, so kids, yeah, they say the darndest things. Isn't that what they always say?
Oh, I used to love that show, man.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
See, and the thing is we've talked about this before. I got a mouth like a sailor. I'm not ashamed to admit it. And some things have come out around my kid. I do my best, but it is what it is. But when she was going through that phase of, you know, kind of spouting off whatever people say, like repeating everything and going into that phase where she was old enough to know, okay, I don't say that, she would say some things, and I would typically, Alex and I both just kind of, we didn't necessarily pretend we didn't hear it, but we'd like kind of say, hey, you know what you just said back there? And she'd almost be like, no, and we'd tell her, you know, don't say that. Oh, okay. You know, but there was a couple times, like, we'd be playing video games or something, and she was like, shoot, this was like, even when she was like 6 or 7, you know, she'd get just competitive, we'd be playing Mario Kart or something, she'd be like, damn it! And I'd finish up, and they'd go, you know what you just said back there? She goes, oh, I'm sorry. And she knew. And I was like, it's all good. Don't even worry about it. I'm with you. That's rough when you get stuck right there. And, gotta come, and then the turtle's got to come and get you. Yeah, you don't like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's happened a lot. I've heard her. she's had some conversations with her seahorse back in the day.
Wow.
Using certain words. Yeah. But it happens. You know, I think... That's the biggest thing I think that helps it to almost go away or resolve itself is to not make it awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you hear it, you just address it and move on.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's saying something weird or they do something, you know, that's awkward or, you know what I mean? They're always like playing with themselves in public or, you know, whatever kids are doing, you know, like, hey, you know, other than making it weird, just be like, you know, hey, man, maybe not doing that right there. You know,
yeah,
that's for you at home, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What about what about when they throw a temper tantrum?
Oh, my God. See, I'll be honest. There you go right
there.
Store. That is probably the one thing that I've gotten super embarrassed about, which is weird because when you have a kid, that's expected, right?
Yeah.
But you don't want to be that person.
You see other people. It's like, my kid never do that.
No, I always try to pride myself as like, oh, man, I don't want my kid to be like that kid. Like, and I don't even necessarily chalk it up to that person's even doing anything wrong. I think it's just like, I got to get these groceries. I got 30 minutes. This kid is not ruining this for me. And it's almost like they have earplugs in and they're just, you know what I mean? They just get in the groceries and the kids are, and they just don't, it's bouncing.
I want the Cocoa Pops!
And it's just bouncing off. Like, I've seen some moms and they're just, it bounces. It's just not even phasing them. And I'm like,
my hat's off to you, because yeah. I would have lost it. I think I would have just walked right out of the store with the cart and just let go of the cart and saw how far it would go. And, and hopefully a car comes by and hits it. And I'm just kidding. Yeah. That's terrible. But actually, the one time that she had a really bad come apart was at like a Gap or an Old Navy or something. It wasn't even with me. It was actually with Alex. And she did the one. It only happened once. Like, she straight up left the store with her. Because she was throwing such a bad tantrum, she took her and she left because she didn't want to like give in to that type of behavior. And it actually had an effect, and she hasn't. She never really did it again. Sometimes that's what sucks, you know. When you're a parent, you know, you're an adult. You got your things that you want to do. Like, man, it's a Saturday. I'm going to, you know, the store. I'm going to Old Navy. I'm going to Target, whatever. And then your kid ruins it for you because that's what they love to do, man. It's like, oh yeah, you've been waiting all week to come here, have you? Cool. And then they pee and they crap everywhere, and you're throwing up, and you know, you get the trifecta with the pee, crap, and throw up, hopefully. And then you throw a tantrum on it to boot. And you just, I don't know how you don't just, leave at that point. Like, it's a wash, man. We're done. I can't do it. But
no, there's a, so a story that my sister-in-law told us was her second oldest child. She, I don't even know how old she was at the time. She's in her 20s now. But she said that there was one time they were in the store and she threw a fit about something. And the next day she went to school and one of her classmates saw her throwing a fit and called her out on it. And was like, hey,
I love that.
You were the one that was throwing a fit in the store the other day, yesterday.
She saw her.
And she got so embarrassed and she never threw a fit in the store ever again.
I think that's the best. Sometimes that's what it takes, getting embarrassed. Because like a lot of times these kids, especially when they're young, it does, like being embarrassed hasn't hit yet, you know, like they don't know until maybe like another kid calls them out. Like that's how Juliana was too a lot. Like if her cousin said something, then it really got to her, like, ooh,
yeah,
I don't like that. I don't like how you're making me feel.
Yeah, as mom and dad, you can say whatever you want. It's not going to bug me. It's not going to bother me.
Yeah, they don't care.
But if one of my peers tells me something.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. 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 I think the trouble lies with the ones that don't even care if the peers are saying anything. Like, cool. And those kids, you know, God help them. You know, and the parents, because it's going to take some extra strength, Tylenol, to deal with that. Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple of shots before bed. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something.
But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you right now, though, okay? As a parent, whatever you say, oh, my kid's never going to do that.
Oh, they're going to do it.
Oh, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You can try all you want. They're going to do it.
Yeah.
You see another kid. Oh, my kid's going to listen to me. I'm going to tell them, you know, straighten up. They're going to straighten right up.
and maybe a lot of the times they do. You know, maybe most of the time they do. Because that's really, I mean, she was really good about listening to us for the most part. But there is always those times.
Yeah.
And then it's like when it does happen, it's in the worst type of scenario. It's super awkward. It's uncomfortable. Everybody's staring at you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just be like, ah, I don't care what they're... Because I've really always been that type of person that, like, I try to, I guess, empathize with the people. Like, I don't like being at the store, and I'm trying to do stuff, and I'm just hearing the screaming. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so if I'm the one doing it, then I try to take care of it. And if I can't, then I'm going to remove that.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody wants to hear that. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to hear it. And I get that there's those circumstances, like I just said, like, man, I got 30 minutes. This is the only time this week I can do it. Screw everybody else. I got to do it. And I get that. I do. And respect to you. You do your thing. You're ruining my experience too and everybody else. Mm-hmm. But I do get it because you only got that small little window to make this happen. And that kid ain't going to stop it from happening.
I tell you what. When I was in high school, I was a cashier at Shopko.
Oh, Shopko, yeah.
Shopko.
Yeah.
That was my first job. Well, yeah, my first, like, real job.
Right, right. Okay?
Turned 16, bam, got a job.
Yeah.
Quit basketball, got a job. And one of the most awkward experiences that I had I had a few of them, but I wasn't even the cashier. They were behind me, but there was two ladies going through. One of them had a kid. Kid was throwing a fit. Mom not doing anything about it. You could tell everyone's frustrated.
Right, right.
Listening to the kid. Mom's not doing anything about it. Well, then the next thing I know, the woman gets done paying that's in front of her and then turns around and says something.
Oh.
Like, I want you to shut your kid up or something like that.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. That's the wrong thing to say. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah, that lady's already on the verge of probably losing her mind, too. You know? Like, I'm just trying to deal with this right now.
It got to the point where, I mean, I was 16 at the time, and I think I had just started there, so I was just wet behind the ears, cashier, like, I don't know, I barely know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I don't do good with awkward things like that, confrontations and stuff.
You're awkward and loud.
But,
yeah, maybe no, you should shut that kid up. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I thought they were going to go to blows.
Damn, tell me you had to raise my kid.
I had to, because there was another little girl that was helping him, mm-hmm. I had to go over there and kind of get in between them. I feared for my life. I tell you what.
Was it two moms?
Two moms about to freaking go fist of cups.
Oh, man.
They called, the other one's calling them out. You want to take this outside?
Oh, I love
dang
it.
Dang right, I want to. I'm like, hey, take it easy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Take it
easy. You know what? I've tried to get better at, which is, that's crazy, by the way. It, like, that whole scenario.
That was,
I'm sure we've all seen something like this transpire in our lives, but I think what I've tried to do as I've gotten older, and it helps being married to somebody who's very empathetic with other people, I try to be more empathetic as well. It's like, try to put yourself in their shoes. Maybe mm-hmm. something's going on.
Yeah.
You know, just because that kid's losing their mind, it doesn't appear like they're doing anything. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that they don't have a plan in place. Maybe they're going to, as soon as they get to the van or whatever, that kid's going to get it. You know, and maybe they don't get to come back out with mm-hmm. mom or dad for a while because of their, but it comes back to what I was saying. It's like, you only have so much time, especially if you're a full-time work, you know, you work full-time, then you're doing the parent thing too. And it's like, I got to get stuff at the store. I can't have you ruining this for me.
Yeah.
You know, and you just put that fake smile on, like, I'm going to...
Grit those teeth.
Boy, are you going to get it. I might not buckle you up in the car. I don't know, we'll see what happens. I'm going to do some brake checking on the way home. Let you just roll around the car, you little idiot. I don't know what the parent's going to do, you know? But I've been definitely trying to get better as I've gotten older to just envision that, like, because it can happen to you, you know, mm-hmm. and it's like, you're not going to stop me from getting mine. I'm getting the groceries, or I came out to get an outfit, and that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to ruin this, and I'll take care of you when we get to the car or home or whatever, you know, because I've known people, like, they never went out. Like, I've known some couples that had kids, and they never, like, took their kids to eat. They never took their kids to do anything at all because they would have, like, a meltdown at some point. And I refuse, like, Alex and I were both kind of like this. Like, I refuse to let my kid stop me from doing stuff. Like, I get you got
life.
Yeah, like, you got to alter, and I get it. And there's going to be some situations that are unavoidable. Maybe they're sick, or they're teething, or they get older and they just poop their pants and they're losing it. I get it. And mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if that happens to me, I'm not going to feel very comfortable either. And this is how I'm going to express myself. But I refused to not, like, we used to take her out to dinner. Like, we would just go as a young kid. And if she started kind of crying, we just figured out ways to keep her happy. And because I just did not want to give up those things that we enjoyed doing just because we have a kid, you know. I get if we would have had more, it probably would have made it a little harder to do it. But,
yeah, we
just had the one. So we just kept plugging along, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we were the same. We had Allie. We kept going out and everything. And then we had Landon.
Right.
And then, you know, kept going out, whatever. I mean, then we had the twins, and then, you know, it gets a little crazy at times.
Well, it's tough, yeah.
But, you know, we don't go out as much as more just because it's a lot more money.
Sure, oh, yeah, the cost, yeah.
Really expensive to go out. So mm-hmm. when we do, you know, we make a deal about it. We go and have fun and everything. But, I mean, essentially, I mean, there's Molly. She can be crazy. She likes to be the center of attention, so she'll be in the aisle just dancing away or something like that. You know?
Just losing. Oh, here we go. Cutting her
exactly. Rug. Dude, she just... Oh, man. Okay. I'm sorry. This is going off track.
No, but
I got to tell you the story. Okay. So Landon is starting to play baseball, and Hunter wants to play t-ball.
Oh, I love it.
And now Molly thinks she wants to play t-ball.
Oh, cool.
And we're like, okay, great. Yeah. That's awesome. We'll sign him up and everything. So Saturday... Sunday, I put the tee out, and Hunter was hitting it. Molly's like, I want to try him. All right, come over here. And so she's just, you know, chopping it like an axe, and I'm trying to show her and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then finally she hits it. She drops the bat and just starts breaking down dancing. Like, oh, yeah.
Just dancing after she hits the ball.
Just dancing.
She'd like, be really good at football, dude. Score a touchdown, end zone dance.
Yeah. She'd be the next Crinkle McCrinkleberry or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a funny key.
But then she hit it like two times and she's like, all right, I'm done. And she just
went off. She got bored with it. Oh, yeah. She's like, I'm done. Yeah.
And so I was like, maybe you can just be a cheerleader and cheer your brother on.
Yeah.
Just like, we don't want to spend $50 for her to just go and.
Yeah, she's not into it.
She likes to pretend that she's into it.
All right.
But we know that she's not.
Mm.
But it's going to be one of those. If we don't sign her up, she's going to be heartbroken.
Right.
But if we do sign her up, kind of a waste of money.
Yeah, just let her hit some balls here and there and throw the ball with her. So I was like,
you could cheer your brother on, be a cheerleader, you know, whatever. But, you know, kind of stick to dancing because that's what you're good at.
So. Yeah, she loves dance. Let her do that.
Yeah, so she's, so, you know, like I said, she could be a little crazy. Landon, when he was young, he was kind of a little crazy, too.
They're all crazy.
Yeah.
It's just levels.
Yeah. Well, it their personalities, too. Yeah. I mean, they're like me. They're outgoing. They're bubbly. Well, except for now, I'm just an angry elf. But
yeah.
Keep
them happy. They don't need to be angry yet. They're not.
Yeah, and then like the other two, Hunter and Allie, they're a lot like their mom. Kind of reserved, quiet. Yeah,
sure.
Until they get comfortable and then can't shut Hunter up.
Hunter, dude!
Hunter, dude!
Man, I just... You have to embrace the awkward and the discomfort that comes with being a parent. And that's a lot of it. I think the biggest thing is, as we've talked this out, and I'm realizing, I think it's that social interaction. When you're out in a social setting and your kid just decides to, right now, as the salads are showing up for the food, you know, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
You just have to learn how to deal with that. And it's really hard to even explain. Like, you can tell some, my kid's, you know, done. Every kid's different. Mm-hmm. So it's just going to be like, just anticipate that it's probably going to happen. And when it does, I have a plan, maybe. I don't know. It's good to bring, you know, bring little toys that they like, you know, or bring something for them to color or draw. That seemed to help with us anyway, like, you know.
See, I think you hit the nail on the head right there is every kid is different.
Every kid's different.
It doesn't, I mean, every personality is different. Every temperament is different. I mean, you can, like... Like we talked about last podcast, you know, you could be freaking Dr. Phil, you know, what were you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not perfect.
No.
You could read all the freaking parenting books in the whole freaking world.
Yeah.
And your kid is just going to take that book, sit in the corner and take a big dump on it.
Yeah, because they won't wipe with it because they don't like wiping their butts.
No.
And that's awkward.
But they will take a dump on it and then they'll look at you and say, that's what I think about that book. Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck, yeah.
Yeah. Because, this is telling you to do this? That's not going to affect me. I'm going to go do this.
They all respond differently.
Yep.
You know? I think a lot of it that really helps is just instilling kind of that authority, you know, from an early age. Like, I'm the parent, you're the kid. We're going to do these things, you know, whether you like it or not, it's going to happen. Like, we're going to go out here, we're going to go to this person's house, or we're going to go eat, or we're going to do, you know, and then maybe sprinkle in some things they like to do too, and it keeps them kind of happy. Like, hey, I'm a big fan of bribery, okay? I got bribed when I was little. My mom used to get me a little Tonka truck or a little Hot Wheels. Those were huge when we were little. Like, hey, if you don't, because I love throwing tantrum in the store when I was little. I've heard all the stories, okay? Heard them all.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me.
No. Throwing you mean loud?
No.
Oh,
I know. It's weird. I'm on the ground like, yeah! Hitting my head on the ground. That's why I'm, yeah! So she got to the point where it's like, you know, hey, if you can allow, you know, me to shop, we'll hook you up with a Hot Wheels. They're like a quarter back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had buckets of those. Okay. So needless to say, I went to the store with my mom a lot. And I got Hot Wheels.
This got one broke. Kind of, I need a new one.
Yeah, yeah. And it works. I mean, call it what you want, but I think just some good old-fashioned bribery can go a long way.
See, like,
to you know, keep in your sanity, you know.
See, like, we don't even bribe them. I mean, if they're in the store and they're doing really good and we get to the checkout and then we know that they're doing good, we're just like, all right, pick out a piece of candy.
Absolutely.
Like, we don't even let them know.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
But that even works. I mean, it's just, but they'll get it in their head like, hey, you know.
You know, if I'm good.
And if we I'm get good, I get some gum or some candy, you know. Some
but we don't do it every time.
Right.
You know, it's got to be sporadic because if you do it every time, then they're going to expect every time absolutely. You go there.
You do not want them expect, because you teach them that I don't have to do anything and I get rewarded. Mm-hmm. And then they grow up to be, you know, a college-age kid expecting to get good grades so they show up, or expect to get a job just because they graduate. You know, something stupid.
Yeah. Everything given to them. Yeah.
Can't have it.
Mm-mm. Nope. But not today.
But, you, yeah, so it's finding that fine line of reward versus just, gosh, what's the word I'm looking for? Like rewarding them, you know, periodically here and there, and showing them that you love them and that you do appreciate them having good behavior or working hard or whatever, and then just not expecting it all the time, because that is a problem. You don't want to do that.
Yeah. So like I said, I mean, it might be, you know, once every two or three times we do. Sure. So, but you know,
I think it's worth it.
I mean, there's, I mean, it got to the point where, you know, because I like. Like, when I'm just me and, like, one of the kids or two of the kids or something like that, I don't know, it's dad time. I kind of like to spoil them a little bit, so I'll take them to the gas station, let them get a drink or pop or something like that, or a candy bar or something like that. But we got to the point where they were expecting it.
Oh, and yeah. So
had to cut it back a little bit and be like, all right, guys, not today.
No, I had to do that, too, because there's a while there, like, we'd take Juliana. It's like every time we went to Fred Meyer or something, like, we'd get her, like, a little toy or something. And it was a lot of times, it was just because we didn't go there all the time, but it was like when we did go, we got her, she knew Fred Meyer means candy or toy or Albertsons means this. So we had to kind of like, not this time. And mainly, not that we couldn't, it just was just because we can't just keep giving her stuff all the time just for breathing air and not, you know, throwing a tantrum. Like, that's not a good reason.
Just to stop her from those awkward moments of temper tantrums and stuff like that, so. No, I totally understand, man.
But I think it pays off, though, you know, and then you get through those awkward moments when they're little, they start to get older, and then the other awkwardness sets in of, you know, going through puberty and becoming an adult, and you're going to be dealing with that before I do.
So the way that I see it is them as little kids, they had a lot of awkward moments for us as parents, okay? Now, when they get old enough in high school, the tables turn.
Yeah, it's going to be awkward for them. You're the one embarrassing them.
So I'm
going to
be the one embarrassing
them. Oh, yeah. No, I already do it. I get told that I embarrass my daughter on the reg daily because I start doing stuff. She does not like it at all. I
say, well.
And I feel bad because we're also trying to teach her, like, you know, when you say no or something's bothering you or makes you uncomfortable, then that person should stop and respect it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, gosh dang it. But all I'm doing is like singing the song with you or whatever. I'm singing Lady Gaga. Get off.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my Gaga on too. Mm-hmm. You don't get to just own the Lady Gaga. Maybe I want to sing Poker Face.
Yep.
Oh, caught in a bad romance. Come on.
You know what? That's beautiful.
Da 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 da.
Let's see, what did I do? I did something today.
She hates it when I sing that, though.
Oh, yeah?
Hates it. I start, like, in the car.
I did something today at lunchtime, and Allie just looked at me like, you're an idiot. I was like, what? That was beautiful.
She's all getting all serious, too, now. You know what I mean? I noticed that about her. She's getting all, like, looking at us like we're beneath her or something. Like, excuse me, child.
Yeah, she's over there, you know, playing a little video game on her phone.
Right.
Among Us or whatever it's
being
called.
Being a very mature person, yeah.
Yeah, but then you say something to her and she'll look at you like, what the heck? it's great. They're, I love embarrassing the kids, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They embarrass us, so it's time for us to embarrass
them. And I'll do it a little bit, but I'll definitely try to, because you got to be careful with who you do it. Like, if it's around their friends or something, oh, man, I don't want to do that, though.
You know? What's going
to
happen?
I know it will, but I don't want to do it too much and then have her, like, going to school now to deal with that. Like, your dad is so weird or something.
She's the one with the weird dad. He likes to sing Lady Gaga.
He likes to twerk and start dancing around and stuff. He's doing the floss in the living room.
Yeah.
I had to try to learn these kid dances.
You have to.
I'm trying to stick up with them.
I tried. I can't do it.
I look like a stiff robot, but I can do it.
You know, you do what you can do.
She used to like it, you know, and then it's hard for you as a parent, you know, you get all nostalgic, like, I remember when you used to like it when I did that, and then you take it all personal, but then it's like, she's almost 9 now. She doesn't want me doing the floss and singing Lady Gaga anymore. You know what I mean?
No flossing while you're singing Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not into it anymore. That's fine. I respect it. Yeah. I'll just find something else to do.
There's times when I'll start singing. Next thing you know, all the other kids are singing with me.
Yeah.
So it's like a little sing-along. But I can't sing, so it's horrible.
Right.
And so Valerie will come in and be like, you guys suck. But like, Yes, we do.
I got all of them doing. So I do the I've been doing that voice for years. Get the sniffles, the old coach voice.
Yeah.
Well, they both do. Like I also do it sometimes. Juliana does it, but so it's like. Sometimes she thinks it's funny. She got to be in the mood, though. Then she'll be doing it, too. Like, but then if I do it too much, then she's like, Dad, stop.
Dad, stop.
And then I like, because I'm a child that has a child, it so happens. So yeah. I'll make my little fart noise for no reason, just because it's stupid and funny. And I'll just be like, I got it. You know, and then she'll, like, if she's in a bad mood, she doesn't want any part of it. Like, Dad, stop it. I'll be like, hey, that's fine. I'll stop. Burp. You know, and I can't help it but throw another one in. I got to have the last burp of the conversation. She gets mad. But then, like, 5 minutes later, I hear her back there going, yeah.
You're like, whoa.
Yeah, it's all about the mood, you know. It's timing. I got to get her at the right moment, right time. Mm-hmm. So she hasn't full-blown grown out of the childlike activities yet, but she's, like, you know, 8 going on 28.
Oh, freaking Hunter. Like, today, he come up to me and just lifted his cheek and pretended to fart on me. He's like, "Ah, I farted on you." I'm like, "Get out of here!"
It never stops, does it? We're so immature.
No, it doesn't. No, it's funny. Or you know, he'll do something sassy. You know, like, "Stop it."
I like doing kids.
I'll be like, I'll tell him, "Hey, you stop that, or I'm gonna sit on you and fart on you."
Yeah,
and he'll be like, "Ah, you can't get me."
Well, you know, yeah. Life's too serious. We've said it before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we gotta have some fun. We gotta have some humor with the kids. It's just finding that you know, that the right time to be doing it. You know, I get it. Like, if I don't do it, obviously she's getting ready for like a big dance competition, and now it's stressing out, getting her hair ready. I'm not coming in and be like, you know, like, that's not the time to probably be doing it. Maybe afterwards when she's done. I'm like, nice job dancing out there. Really nice.
No, with me,
and they'll do it too. When we're getting ready to go, I'll do that. Eskio. You know, from Waterboy.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, Esquiolo. Yeah. So I'll do that. Come on. Esquiolo. And then we'll get in the car and, you know, we'll start buckling up. And I go, are you ready? And so Allie will start trying to do it. She can't roll her tongue.
Oh,
so she's like, are you ready? Are you ready?
I like it. Oh, man. I tell you, I had... This is a random, awkward moment. It wasn't even my kid. It was Colt's kid, little JoJo.
Oh, JoJo.
So I go into there. I'm at their house, and I use the bathroom. I made the mistake. This is on me. I made the mistake not locking the door.
Oh, no.
He comes right in there because it's his bathroom. He says, like, this is my bathroom.
He's like, what's up, dude?
Yeah, and he starts walking toward me. I'm, like, trying to turn. You know, I'm like, I'm going to the bathroom. Like, you know, I'm, like, peeing. I'm like, stop it. And I'm, like, kind of shooing him away with my hand. I'm, like, doing the side foot kick thing. Like, scat.
He's like, hey, you want a sword fight?
And he's like, no, this is my bathroom. I'm going. And I finally, like, pinched it off. And I was like, get out of here, man. Like, he was coming right at me. And I'm, like, yelling. I'm like, Cole, Emily, I'm going to pee on your child. Something's going to happen in here. Get him out of here. And they're like, oh, not even, whatever. They don't care. Okay. I'm like, get out of here, scat. So I finally got him out and locked the door. I was like, hi, man, I hope that wasn't. He probably doesn't even care. I care.
He's like,
he's
mad.
I know. He's
in my bathroom.
Yeah, I'm like, I felt violated. This child's just walking right towards me, like, beeline to the toilet. I'm like, dude, I'm going. You got to wait. Give me 30 seconds.
Just about done here.
Yeah, come on, no, he don't care. He was right in there. He's just getting towards me. Oh, man. Yeah, kids are funny.
Man,
yeah,
kids, they like to embarrass you, but their time is coming.
Oh, yeah. And it's just, like I said, man, it's just a constant state of just uncomfortable situations and awkwardness. And you just deal with it, you laugh at it, and do your best to not make it weird for them, really, mm-hmm. You know, because that's the thing as a parent. And you want to create an environment where that's where they can be comfortable and they can be themselves. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to make mistakes, like whether it's going to the bathroom in their pants or they threw up or in the store or whatever. And if you make them feel bad about it or, you know, make it awkward, then they feel like they can't make mistakes around you.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And that's been a big struggle for me because I just, for a while, like, she would spill all the time, okay? Always spilling.
It doesn't matter what Molly has
yeah.
in a cup. Yeah. She spills it.
Oh, it didn't matter if it was my cup, her cup, a bowl. And it got to the point because she spilled so much, like I'd get upset that I created this, like she would spill because she was afraid not to spill type of thing.
Yeah, she got.
And I'm not saying like I'm throwing bowls and breaking windows. And how dare you spill? But I was just, it might have just been like, can you not spill? Like, you know, just making comments like
seriously,
that.
Seriously, again?
Yeah, or again. Yeah, like, come on. And like, you get upset.
Yeah.
So that probably wasn't very cool of me. So I definitely did my best work on that. And honestly, like, she spilled a couple more times and I didn't freak out. I just looked and I was like, in my head, I'm losing it. I'm like,
Yeah.
You know, but to her, I'm just like, I'll get a towel. Let's get a towel. And then what I did was I just started being like, "Yo, all right, you got to clean that up. All right, mm-hmm. go get a towel. We'll clean it up. We'll be fine." Mm-hmm. And then she really got good at not spilling now. Yeah, it's there been nice. It was me. I think I was the problem. I was like, "God, I'm spilling!" Oh, and I like just throw a pillow or something. Yeah. Why are we spilling? That had a lid on it. How'd you even spill that? It's like she took the lid off and then dumped it.
Just staring you right.
Yeah,
in the eye.
I mean that's really how I felt. The irony.
It would be funny if she'd be like, "Just pouring one out for the homies, Dad."
Yeah, I got you. Respect.
You'd be like, "Hey, respect."
I feel you.
Right here.
I pour one out for the homies.
I don't know what homie you lost at this young of an age.
Yeah, she'll pour it out. Maybe she saw it on a show or something. This one's for Wile E. Coyote, man. The Acme Bomb got him. For you, Wiley. He comes back.
He'll be back next episode.
Oh, man. No, and the irony is, though, my dad told me I spilled on him. Not only did I always spill when I was younger, I'd always spill on him. He said it didn't matter if I was across the table. He felt like I could be in another room, and somehow the stream would make its way to his foot. Like, I spilled. If I spilled, it ended up on him. And so I was like, well, this is what happens. You know, that's karma. It comes right back to me. I did all the spilling. Now this kid's spilling. She's spilling on me. She's spilling on my stuff. She can't stop spilling. I'm losing it. And I know this, too. I know that I used to spill. Mm-hmm. And yet I'm still losing my mind because I'm like, it's coming back full circle. Stop it.
Dang you, karma.
Karma, man. That's the thing, too, about having kids. All those things you did when you were younger, oh, it comes back. Oh, you can't even get mad. But there I am getting mad. What's the point?
Oh, well, apparently my dad just said the other day, one of the houses that we grew up in had a fire hydrant in the middle of it. Well, apparently I thought I was a dog and I used to pee on it all the time. Well, cut to landing.
Were you lifting your leg out there like a dog? Or
no, I would just stand there, whip it out and pee. Right in the middle of the front yard. Right on the fire hydrant.
Yeah, why not?
I'm like, whatever. Well, cut to Landon when he's growing up at the last house. He'd be out in the front yard, just pew, whip it out and pee on the tree.
You can't get mad.
And I'm like, okay. But the thing that really irritated me, though, was he'd do it in the garage. He would just go out into the garage and just pee.
There's a bath. You probably walked by the bathroom on the way to the garage.
He did. But I'd go out there and I'd be like, okay, here's a puddle. The dog is not in here.
You're all down there sniffing it.
And that is definitely not water. Landon! I had to go! You walked past the bathroom.
Yeah, see, that's frustrating. That's just mean. That's mean as a child.
But now that we live out in the country, I'm just like, whatever.
Go, man.
He does. He just, I gotta go.
I think that's definitely
going. Go behind a tree.
Little kids love to just pee, you know, on stuff. Especially little boys. I did the same thing. I was always peeing on stuff. Let them do it. Don't make it weird. No. You know, it's just, it's natural. They'll just, you know, hopefully they don't do it at, like, school or something. You know, that's the thing is, like, having that conversation, like, hey, I got a buddy. It's funny. I got a buddy. His son, like, did that, like, pee at school. He's, like, he was, like, 5 or something. I laughed so hard. But I was, like, and of course, he's, like, little boy pulls his pants down all the way around. He goes, butt hanging out. You know what I mean? And, like, I'm sure the teacher's just, like, man, I don't get paid enough, man. This is some bull.
Some bull crap.
I don't want to be dealing with this. Are you serious? So, of course, they get, like, the call. And, of course, he laughs a little. Like, yeah, that's pretty funny. However, we got to address this situation. Yeah, and so it didn't happen again. You know, like he's really, I think a lot of times, especially these kids, you just got to tell them, like, you can't do it there. Okay, I'm not telling you can't ever pee outside again. Just don't do it at school.
There's a time and a place for everything.
There's time, place, pee. And that's not it. Don't do it at school, in the parking lot, or the playground, around children. What were you thinking? What were you thinking?
Oh, what shit. You gotta do?
Don't pee at school.
Well, you can pee at school just in the bathroom.
In the bathroom, yeah.
Because don't make now you're making it awkward for the teacher. It's like a full circle of uncomfort and children, discomfort, and you know,
children are just awkward
and awkwardness. Yeah, you're just trying to make it less awkward. That's the biggest thing you're trying to do, boy. Your whole life. Just trying to make this less awkward. It's way worse for me than it is you. I promise. And then it'll switch, like you said. It'll be you. Now it's worse for you.
Cheer to get on at sports. You're the loudest one there. Yeah.
Let's go, Landon. That's gonna be you.
What was it?
Clapping super loud. And you're like American flag pants. Just
America.
That's my son, brother.
What was it, Kevin Hart? Run!
Yeah, that's a funny story too.
Run!
You're there today. Yeah, that was funny. It's true. I mean, when they get older, we're gonna be the ones doing that.
You know,
we're making them awkward. Yeah, you know, so. Well, shoot.
Oh man. Well, this has been a good episode.
It's been real. It's been fun.
Yes, but yeah. Hey. Everyone, we need you guys to share this. Get this out.
Huh? Yeah, get it out. You know, we appreciate everybody that's been consistent, sticking with us, supporting us. Check us out, man. We're gonna try to get a little bit more active on the old social media.
On the old gram.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you know, it's time.
Facebook's kind of a dying breed.
People just get on there and post pictures of salads or complain about politics or something. Neither one of those things I care to look at.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for this podcast, I really wouldn't even have the Facebook. So
I don't need any more workout tips either. We all need to stop being self-proclaimed gym experts and just go lift a weight and
I need tips, but I'm just not going to listen.
Yeah, maybe it's good for some people. I don't know.
But if you guys enjoy this, you think someone else, just share it. I mean, we're trying to get our followers up.
Yep.
We're not necessarily, you know, doing this for, you know, we're not making any money or anything off of this.
It's just for fun.
But, you know, just like to, you know, probably brighten someone else's day, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so
we all go through some weird times as parents, as
moms, as dads.
We're just here to talk about it.
This is just the dad's perspective.
Probably totally
opposite of what the mom sees, but that's what this is for. So the dad's perspective of being a parent.
Yep.
And sometimes it can get crazy and fun. Sometimes it can be a little emotional, but
it can be awkward.
But everyone, please share, like it, subscribe, get it out there to everyone. Just want to, you know, make sure that everyone can get their day brightened up by old Steven. By Reverend Jackson over here.
Oh, man.
Reverend Jackson! Hey, if you need someone to marry you,
old Steven can get you married. Nope, I won't do it.
I'll be there to film it.
I did it one time.
Well, hey, everyone, remember, children are blessings, and don't take them for granted. We'll see you guys next time.
We appreciate you. Thanks so much for listening.
Mm-hmm.